Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. The Apostle Peter quotes these words in his first epistle. First epistle chapter 2, verse 6, Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. And it is quite evident from the context that that foundation stone is the Lord Jesus Christ, the stone which the builders rejected, the stone of stumbling, the rock of offense. The foundation stone is Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the only foundation. And this supper reminds us of his person and his sacrificial work. And that has always been looked upon as our foundation, the foundation upon which we build. We build on no other foundation but Christ and him crucified. In fact, Paul has told us, and we believe it, other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So the Christian church teaches, and this table reminds us, and we are comforted this night in the assurance there is a firm foundation. And that's what I want to look with you very quickly at in the text. Knowing that it is Jesus Christ. And it says, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation. He's been led. He was led by God the Father, because it's God the Father who says, I lay. No other foundation can any man lay. In fact, man can't lay the foundation at all. It has to be laid by God. The superstructure is so great. It has to be such a firm foundation that God must lay it. And God has sent Jesus Christ. And God has equipped Jesus Christ. And God has made Jesus Christ to be the foundation. And because he has laid him, it's a sure foundation. Not only is it laid foundation, it is a low foundation. It was laid deep. And the Lord Jesus Christ had to go very low to be a firm foundation. He had to come into this world for a start. He took to himself a humanity, a human nature for us. He was made in a lowly condition. He was born in a lowly place. He was laid in a lowly manger. And that wasn't as low as he was yet to go. For he went to the death of the cross. He went to the lowest ring in the sacrifice of Calvary. He descended into hell itself for us. He went really low. It's a deeply laid, a low foundation. And the Lord Jesus Christ was thus laid. And it had to be so. For we're such sinners. And the church has to be such a powerful body. It has to be well rooted, deeply laid and embedded in a great lowly Saviour. And so we praise our Lord for his lowliness, coming into the world and dying for us. But also, it's a hidden foundation. I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. And there's something hidden about Christ. In fact, Peter refers to that, doesn't he? Whom have ye not seen, ye love? Even though he's speaking about him as a foundation, yet now you see him not. But believing, ye have joy unspeakable. And we can't see this foundation except by faith. None of us have ever seen the Lord Jesus Christ. And we don't have to see him. We will see him one day face to face. But we see him by faith. We believe God's word. We believe that that foundation stone, which appears buried out of our sight, for he's at the right hand of God, that foundation stone, while hidden from view, is secure and stable and sure and firm. The fact that it is hidden does not take away from the solidness and the firmness of him. So yes, we do walk by faith, brethren and sisters. We do, but we're nonetheless comforted because of it, because we believe, we trust. Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone. It's proved. It's a foundation that's been proved. It was proved by God the Father. He sent him many tests to prove him, to see if he was a solid foundation. Every time he passed the test, he was proved. He's a proved stone. Even whenever he was on the cross, and there was so much provocation, he held firm. And so many people have built on him over 2,000 years and more, putting their trust in him, building their lives on him. The whole church has been erected on him. He's been proved. The church still stands firm. God's people, many of them have died as martyrs and have been comforted. He has upheld them. He has sustained them. He has carried them through. They have found that he is a proved foundation. So he's tried. And he's precious too. It says a tried stone, a precious stone. He is precious. You see, there's only one foundation, and that in itself makes it so precious. Anything that is rare is precious, and if there's only one of them, it's beyond value. If there's only one of anything in the world, all the collectors try to buy it up and get it, and they'll spend hundreds of thousands, even millions, for that one item that cannot be replicated. But this foundation, only one, so rare. And it's been made by God, prepared by heaven. No man has put his hands to this. This hasn't been designed by the technology of earth. This has been designed by the decree of heaven. It's precious. It's a precious item. He's a precious foundation. He's also called a stone foundation, because stone is secure and strong. It can also be shaped and to fit the place that we need. And Christ is, he's hard, he's enduring, but yet he was shaped in his sufferings just to fit the place that we need, a saviour that we need, the foundation stone that we need. He was chipped away by the Father at the cross for us. And so it's a stone foundation. The Lord also says here it's a sure foundation. The foundation of God, what does the Bible say? Standeth sure. It's certain. It's fixed. It's permanent. And also there's this interesting addition. He that believeth shall not make haste. What does that mean? Well, to make haste means to run away, to be frightened, and somehow you don't feel secure anymore. You don't feel that it works anymore, and so you run away. You don't trust it anymore. But you see this foundation? He that believeth in this foundation, I'll never feel like that. He'll never feel that he has to run away from Christianity. He never feels that he has to forsake Christ. He never feels that he has to give up the gospel. He believes in Christ and he has the assurance and he knows that the Lord is a sure foundation and he'll not be disappointed. He'll not be ashamed at the last day. He'll never have to make haste to try to find somewhere else at the last minute that will be a foundation. No, This is an effectual foundation. And once you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know there's no other foundation. And you are not for forsaking your trust in Jesus Christ. Can we all say amen to that? I'm not forsaking my trust in Jesus Christ no matter what. I'm going to trust him to my dying day and to my last breath. I'm going to trust him. And you're going to trust him too. And this table gives us the assurance, a sure, a firm foundation is Jesus Christ our Lord. So be comforted by the gospel. And know that by believing in the Son of God, you, unworthy sinner, have everlasting life.